Legend of a Rabbit, a 3D film about a clueless rabbit who doesn't know he's inherited awesome kung fu abilities, was supposed to be a Chinese animation masterpiece when it came out last year. Director Sun Lijun says he was not completely satisfied with the film, but it was important for raising animation standards in China.
英国卫报，它有一篇文章叫。
What made me proud is that The Guardian had an article that was titled China Picks Cartoon Fight with Hollywood. It means that as a Chinese, I am competing with the United States. It's just like Liu Xiang competing in the 100 meters. This is definitely a proud thing for Chinese.
Sun's new project is called Tofu Boy, which also will be produced in 3D and is set for release in 2013. He says he thinks having a good story is not the most important thing in animation.
A good cartoon, first of all, has to have a good character that arouses people's emotions. Years later, we forget about the story, but the characters remain in our consciousness.
One of Sun's collaborators on Tofu Boy is American Kevin Geiger, who heads Magic Dumpling Entertainment, a Beijing-based animation content development company with branches in Taipei and Los Angeles. Geiger says the Tofu Boy character will be loosely based on Pinocchio.
So it's not an adaptation of Carlo Collodi's Pinocchio, but inspired by this story of a good little boy who makes bad decisions and learns about life the hard way.
Geiger spent 12 years working for the Walt Disney Company in feature animation and visual effects, but he prefers to now be part of a Chinese entity.
The advantage we have by having Magic Dumpling in the mainland be a wholly owned Chinese company is that the quotas that apply to Chinese television, to Chinese films, don't apply to the Chinese content that we're creating in the Chinese headquarters of Magic Dumpling in China.
China is protective of its own film industry, but there are signs of opening with recently relaxed annual quotas on the number of foreign films allowed from 20 to 34. U.S. animation heavyweights Disney and DreamWorks are eager to reach Chinese audiences and recently set up cooperative arrangements with Chinese partners to take advantage of what Geiger calls the country's red-hot market. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.